It's the Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. There are more than 900,000 registered voters in Allegheny County, and despite the pandemic, many will make their way to the polls tomorrow. The county's top public health official has assured people that it's safe to vote in person. But any activity outside the home incurs some level of risk from the coronavirus. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on how to stay safe while performing your civic duty.
Poll worker Paul Descani will be spending Election Day at St. Rosalia's, a nearly 100-year-old Catholic church in Pittsburgh's Greenfield neighborhood. He decided to volunteer this year because of COVID-19.
Historically, many poll workers are seniors, and given the pandemic, some of them at least stayed home or didn't want to go through this year. I figured, well, I'm young and able, so I should.
Any exposure risks people face while voting at St. Rosalia's will likely be far greater for the 31-year-old Descani, who will be spending 14 hours inside the polling station.
I've studied the data, and my age and risk group, it's very low. If I get it, I'm probably going to be fine.
Not everyone is in their early 30s and healthy, but that doesn't mean people should forfeit their constitutional right to vote. University of Pittsburgh microbiologist Seema Lakdawala is an expert in the transmission of influenza viruses.
I think that it's really important to consider the space in which people are voting.
Lakdawala says it's hard to know how safe it is to vote in person because different spaces pose different levels of risk with the coronavirus.
Is it in an old building that probably has poor ventilation? How long will you be in that space? How many other people are going to be in that space at a given time?
Scientists don't know how environmental factors affect how long the virus remains viable. This makes it hard to calculate risk. Lakdawala recommends wearing additional protection while voting.
Maybe having a secondary barrier, like a face shield on top of that mask, or some sort of eye protection, in case there are individuals who are also voting who are not wearing masks.
She says wearing two cloth masks is also an option. County officials suggest bringing your own black or blue pen and to vote as quickly as possible. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
Go in, cast your ballot, and go. And there are times of the day in which you'll be able to go, which won't be as busy.
Fitzgerald says there's usually a rush before 9 a.m. and then a lull before things get busy around 5:30 or 6 in the evening.
So if you could go in the middle of the day at 10 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, but going into a polling place, is it any different than going into a grocery store or a gym or any other facility, an office?
And of course, stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, and wear a well-fitting mask. At this point, most people can probably recite these precautions in their sleep. County officials say if everyone follows these simple instructions, Election Day will be safe.
We'll also provide face shields and floor markings to encourage social distance while people are queued up in line.
Jerry Tiskevich is the county's head of administrative services.
Gloves, some hand sanitizers, and also some hand sprays to disinfect some of the voting areas after each voter.
While touring Allegheny County's elections warehouse where ballots are stored, Tiskevich and I talk in front of the machines that will tabulate votes on Tuesday. I ask what the plan is for people who insist on voting without a mask. Choosing to not wear a face covering puts everyone at risk. But unlike grocery stores or office buildings, people won't be denied access to the polls.
We'll also provide masks for any voter who may have forgotten to wear one or does not want to wear one. We could at least offer them if they would like to wear one.
Again, no voter can be forced to wear a mask. Tiskevich isn't too worried, though. During the 3 weekends of early voting, which saw high participation, he says he encountered just one person who showed up without a mask.
And they just outright forgot. They forgot that they needed a mask.
So they gave him one. Then that person cast their ballot and left. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.